Okay, we're good.
All right, Kathy, do you want to call the roll?
Yes. Bill Cover, absent. Jeff Jones.
Here.
Bruce Utter.
Here.
John Dashner.
Present.
Sharon Tobias.
Here.
Andy Rich.
Here.
And Dan Crosby is absent.
So the item before us is an emergency repair request for the pump on, what is it, well two?
It's the pump number two at treatment plant. It's a booster pump. It brings the water from the treatment plant up to tank six.
Okay, so Tyler, do you want to just run through what the itemized costs are?
So the itemized cost to replace the rotating assembly, which is the impeller, bearings, and shaft, is $10,200. The labor for that is $3,040, and then there's tax and estimated freight. The total comes to $14,279.50. That's what I'm asking the board to approve today for us to repair the pump at the treatment plant.
Any questions of Tyler?
Yeah, just to do due diligence, what's the alternative?
The alternative is run on one pump all summer, and that's not how we normally run. We usually have a backup. The other alternative would be to replace the pumps, but we're not scheduled to do that for quite some years, and the pumps are still in really good shape. It's just the actual impeller and shaft that has to be replaced. So,
okay, I've done my due diligence then.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
I would move we make a recommendation to accept the bid and proceed with the repair.
A second?
I will second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries unanimously, as opposed to anonymously.
Almost anonymously.
Tyler, you want to talk about payment?
And then I was going to ask, because this is a non-budgeted item, should I or can I take this from the reserve, one of the reserve accounts? We have two of them that are maxed out at their $250,000, and I would take the 14 from one of those. Otherwise, the other option would be to go through the budget, and I'd have to pull some small amounts of money from different budgeted items to cover the costs.
Hmm. So how is the budget looking so far this year?
Good.
Yeah, I believe we're just below the amount spent out of the budget for how far we are through the year.
You have a more precise number?
Yeah, you should have. Did you get your June or the May financials, Andy? It was in there. Let me see if I can pull it.
Yeah.
As I recall, it was something like 25% of expenses and 33% of income. It was a lot, quite a significant amount lower on expenses than on what we've taken in.
I can try to share screen it. Let me.
Or screen share it.
Sorry, yeah, that. Let's see. Oh, my screen. Can you see it?
With a microscope.
Okay, just a sec. Let me get it here.
It says we've incurred 31% of our expenses as of through May.
At 41% of the year gone.
Right, but that's all accrual.
Right, right, that's all accrual.
So which and then... one? For cash, we've incurred 52% of our expenses, and that's mostly due to the USDA loan that we had, the payment we had to make. So,
which one do you want to show?
In the budgeted items or in the expense detail summary, the spot that I could find where we could get the money from to pay for the $14,000 would be the pumping expenses, of course, because that's a pumping operation, maintenance of pumping equipment. Oh, we have $5,000 in that one. And I would have to pull another give or take $10,000 from either additional projects or reserve fund, which is at almost $21,000.
So Kathy, can you put up the screen that you had before with the May financial?
Yes.
You know, the balance sheet?
Yes. Let's see. There is this, not a statement.
The balance sheet, that's the first page.
This one. Is that the one you're looking for?
I don't, well, let me see your email up right now.
Expense. The next page.
Yeah, we're not seeing the spreadsheet. We're only seeing the email.
Right.
Oh, they're only seeing the, they're, look at Kathy, they're seeing the other side.
They're Sorry. Here. That's what happens when you have two screens. How's that?
Good.
Much better.
So that's accrual. 41% with, 34% with 41 of the year complete. And 31 with 41 for expenses.
So Tyler, where were you talking about pulling the money from?
I was looking at the, the last page here, the cash basis page. That's the one I usually look at. And in that, in the expense detail summary under general expenses, the bottom line on it is the reserve fund. And we haven't obviously spent any money out of that yet, as well as the additional projects at the bottom of the distribution section. There's $10,000 in there. So I was going to pull the money out of those, because in the operation and maintenance of pumping equipment down at the bottom, we only have $5,000 for this expenditure. Mm-hmm. So if I was to take a minimum amount and take it up to say $14,000 or $15,000 and move it into the pumping expense, that would pretty much max out the pumping expense operation and maintenance for the year.
So underwater treatment, you have a line item repair and maintenance that shows a...
Yeah, the big amount in there, that was for the driveway that was approved. So that would be the, there's like $57,000 or $56,000 being paid toward that. So that's going to pretty much wipe out that budget when Cooper cashes that check.
My personal bias would be to take it out of the budget as opposed to the reserve funds.
Okay.
But I'm open to other input.
I have no preference.
I feel it would be more equitable at this time to take it out of the reserve fund, which is very easily to justify. And if money is left over at the end of the year from the other accounts, we can replace that money in the general fund.
Bruce, you have a point of view?
I think I agree with John. I think it meets the definition of what a reserve fund is supposed to cover. So I think it's legitimate to pull it out of reserves.
If no further discussion, I would make a motion that we allocate the money to pay this repair bill out of our reserve fund.
Is there a second?
I guess I can second, since I just said I agree with that.
Thank you.
So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And that's it.
And then, yeah, that would be just adjourned now.
And the horse race begins to get through prepared.
Yeah, I'll give Kurt a call as soon as we get off this meeting and get that in motion.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for taking time out of your day to do this.
Thank you, Tyler.
Yeah.
For your due diligence.
Thank you.